Welcome to your College Days podcast, sponsored by the Ulaga Church of Christ. I'm Josh Ortiz from the Miami Church of Christ. Now, you may hear me repeat this from time to time, but it is important not to forget this fact. And that is that many of you in college are living away from family, from friends, and even your home congregation. This requires you to be more disciplined in your conduct. And to help you stay on the right track, we have been looking at Ephesians chapter 4. Now, Paul has already mentioned that you have put away the old person of sin and have brought in the new person of righteousness. Now, in Ephesians 4, 25 through 32, Paul gives a list that describes what you, as a new person in Christ, should look like. We already looked at Paul's first two items, which were to be truthful and self-controlled. Now let's look at the next one, which teaches to be a worker. A new person in Christ is a worker. Let me read for you verse 28. Paul says, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need." In order to overcome the temptation to steal, what is the solution? Paul says working is the solution. Working is considered good and necessary. Now, that does not mean that all non-workers are sinning. Some people may have disabilities or ailments that hinder them from working. But you, as a college student, may not be able to work in a secular job because you're going to school full time. But if you have the ability and opportunity to work, then you have the responsibility to work. If you have the ability and opportunity to work, then you have the responsibility to work. Now, as a college student, you are proving that you want to be able to work in the future, support your family, get a good steady job. That's why you're going to college. But remember, while you're in college, you still have the order not to steal. So what can help you stay focused on getting that degree and getting it honestly? Well, you need to remember why you're striving for a good work career. Here it is. You do it for God, and you do it for others. Why are you striving for a good work career? You do it for God, and you do it for others. Well, how can your schooling be done for God? Well, when you finally get that good job after college, your money will help you obey Ephesians 4:28. You will have a good job that will help you overcome stealing. In doing so, you will be well-pleasing to God. Also, your new career will help you give to God even more during the Sunday offering. This will help the efforts of the church as they strive for Christ. You work hard in school now in order to help God even more in the future. Now, how can your schooling be done for others? Well, when you get a good job after college, you will be able to help others who are in need. Paul said in that verse, Ephesians 4:28, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. You are working hard to get a good job in order to help others in need in the future. But also, you may be able to help others with the knowledge that you are gaining in school. For example, if you're working towards a career in carpentry, you will be able to help others, especially church members, with side jobs. Maybe helping working on side jobs in the church building. If you're working towards a career in finances, you can help the church with their finances. The list goes on and on. The point is, as you become an expert in a new field, remember that your skills can be used in some way to help others in the future. Also, the job you're working for will help you support your family, which is another command of God, 1 Timothy 5:8. You work hard in school now in order to help others more in the future. So here's your challenge. As soon as you can, you get out a piece of paper, You write down the two reasons you're going to college. You write down reason number one, you do it for God. Reason number two, you do it for others. Then place that on your fridge or a door or somewhere where you see it every day, because God wants you to be a good worker and get your job honestly. If you're in the Maima, Oklahoma area, we invite you to our worship services here at the Maima Church of Christ, located at 124B.